We're going to start off here with Junior Ella Rumford. She takes the mic first here. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Well, you had a pretty good game the other night. Got back shooting there. And did that kind of give you some confidence shooting the rest of the way here?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and it was, I know it was a tough game, but what did you take away from that game at Sterling on Monday night?
I thought we played really well that game. We kind of had a couple bad games before, and then that one I think we played pretty well. So.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I know it was a tough loss, but it's that was something to learn from. They're a very good team there, but as you've you've been starting every game here this year, what's that been like for you?
It's different. I didn't start, of course, last year, but this year I've stepped up a lot, I think, and helped out, so.
I know you've, it took a little while to kind of get the role as being the one looked up to. I guess you and Amber and Allie there are kind of the ones that are being looked at as the veterans there on the crew.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. What's something that you've done to improve your game here along the way?
I think probably shooting the ball more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I say this jokingly because you can jump pretty good there, but how close are you to, you know, throwing one down like a dunk or something?
I don't know. That'll happen.
Well, maybe one of these days, right?
Maybe.
All right. We'll see. What's something that you want to do here as you move forward here through this season here with, hard to believe, we're eight games into the season?
I'd like to get a couple wins.
Yeah.
And get a better record anyways.
How close do you guys feel like you are to being winning those closer games?
Pretty close. I think we can pull it off sometime.
All right.
We'll get there.
Starting tomorrow, right?
Yes.
All right. Yes. So, well, it does it seem like it's been kind of an unusual season? You know, it's gone pretty fast.
Yeah, it's been really fast, actually.
Yeah, it has. And here we go, rolling on through the season here and a couple more games here. Ella, once again, thanks again for joining me here. Happy you had a good game there Monday, and hopefully continue to keep up the good work here.
Yep, thanks, Adam.
All right, Junior Ella Rumford joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. And now we talk to Amber Lotta joining us here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing good, thank you here. I got to first ask here. You know, last Friday night, you hit that three-quarters court shot. Have you ever practiced those in practice situations?
No, not at all. The practice before that game, we talked to Coach into doing the tens, mm-hmm. game tens, and at the end of the game, you have to make a half-court shot. And I was the one that actually made that half-court shot, too.
Well, then, is that... So you have pretty much full court range then, huh?
I guess so.
All right. But, yeah, so, you know, the line drive, you're thinking, all right, I'm just going to throw it up and see what happens. Could you believe it yourself when you made it?
No. After it went in, I had no idea how to react. And looking at everybody else on the court, I don't think they knew how to react either. I just kind of walked off with a big smile.
Yeah, I don't think nobody else did either. I'm with you there. But, no, Monday, kind of a tough game there. A very good team. They faced a lot of good guards there from Sterling. What did you take away from that game with Sterling?
They really pressured us up top and made all of us guards better with our ball handling and our passing. So really got away with just making us better as ball handlers.
Well, I think that's something that you're absolutely right there. And I thought you guys did a better job of adjusting to that during the game. Did you feel that way?
Sort of.
Yeah.
A lot. Not really me, but I tried to.
All right, that gets you a little angry there, and you say, I got to be stronger out top there?
Yes.
All right, but what's something that you look forward to over these next 2 days when you start off with Hutchinson Trinity coming up here tomorrow?
Definitely improving more as a team player, mm-hmm. and I'm excited to be able to bond with the girls.
Yeah, I know it's been kind of an unusual season, but you guys seem to be kind of having fun out there.
Yes, it's always fun, especially with Ella on court.
Yeah. All right, here it is Junior Amber Lotta joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware. Thanks again, Amber, and good luck to you coming up here tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, Junior Amber Lotta joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. And now we're bringing Coach Amy Felker. And Coach, you've had a couple days here, got in a little late Monday night there, but a couple days to kind of regroup and get ready for Thursday and Friday. How do you feel like your team responded in the last couple of days of practice?
You know, I think they've worked really hard, you know. Tuesday night, we worked really hard on defensive transition, getting back and pressuring the ball and that kind of stuff. So that was one place we were weak on. earlier, you know, we just keep working on rebounding, our defense, that kind of stuff.
Well, and Monday night, it was a tough game. You knew it was going to be a good challenge coming in, and you can see why they're probably the number one ranked team in 2A there. And, you know, for a while, I thought, you know, you guys were getting some very high percentage shots, I thought, in that first half. Unfortunately, some of those just were not drop in. They were good shots, but in the second half, it seemed like things worked a little bit better for you guys.
You know, we switched the offense up a little bit, and they responded to the open shots and getting the ball and making that extra pass and getting the open person. And it just seemed like second half we were more on the same page, and we were more relaxed and just letting it come to us. You know, the first half we were just a little tight. We're trying to force it, make it happen, instead of letting it happen.
I know this is this tournament's new for you guys this year, all the teams you've, other than Hugoton, you probably won't see them here, but is it kind of nice to face a totally different group that Scott City is not maybe normally would be seeing during the year?
You know, I really like seeing other people and that kind of stuff, because you get so used to playing the same team, and sometimes it gets really tiring, yeah, and that kind of stuff. And so it's nice to get out and get to the other side of the state and even just react to different types of officials, because everywhere, yes, in the state, the officials are different. And so, you know, we just got to keep working hard, and I really am having fun so far.
You know, you mentioned about that. It was called pretty tight there early on Monday night there. You had some foul trouble early, and do you feel like that your players adjusted as the game went on pretty well?
You know, I really do. I think they figured out how the refs were starting to play or call the things, and they just reacted and were smarter in the second half and that kind of stuff. So I think that's good test for you to change with the different group of reffing crews that you have.
Once again, it is Coach Amy Felker here tomorrow afternoon, 3:00 start time. It's going to be Hutchinson Trinity. They played last night or yesterday afternoon. I think they played Southeast of Saline, if I'm not mistaken, there. And they kind of went cold in there in that fourth quarter, it looked like. Were you able to watch most of that game?
I watched pretty much all of the game. And, you know, they have some really good players that can go inside and outside. They rebound the ball well, you know, and they have a 1-3-1 defense that we haven't really seen very much this year. So, you know, we just got to make sure we adjust and figure out how they play the first couple of minutes, and then just relax the rest of the game and play our game and do what we need to do to get things done.
Playing a team like you've had some pretty tough teams here. You've had two top five teams in your last three games with Hugoton and Sterling. How much does that help you guys out as you, you know, take this next couple of weeks here with six games as you go through?
Well, it makes us stronger as a team, and we know how good we can play and that kind of stuff against some stronger teams. So if we just play at that level all the time, you know, good things are going to start happening to us. And it's just, we just take the positives out of every game and really key on those and keep working on those, and then, you know, balance it out with the things that we need to work on. So, you know, I think it's good that we play those stronger teams that just keeps us going the rest of the year.
All right. Well, it should be a fun one there with Hutch Trinity coming up tomorrow, and to be determined on Friday. But
yeah.
You guys, it's weird as it's set up here. You guys can still get second, I think, if things work out well in your pool.
Yeah, we could get second in our pool, so that would put us in the third and fourth place game. So we definitely got to take care of business and get things done tomorrow night, and then we just see how the things fall in place.
Yeah.
Probably it could be a tie, and then we'd go to the defensive points. So never know what might happen on Friday.
Yeah, just you know, shut Hutch Trinity down to 20 points,
there
right?
There you go. Great.
Exactly. Once again, Coach Amy Felker here joining us here tonight. Scott County Hardware, our coaches show. Thanks again, as always, Coach, here. We'll see you coming up here tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam.